escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Breaking news from 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, we welcome you to hour number two of the Gwen and Chris Show. From the Odyssey Palace Studios on this Thursday. Nothing to be too, you know, scared about here, but not good news nonetheless. And it just happened as we were, like, going to commercial break.
I saw it pop up on my phone as I clicked the button.
Yeah, so we had to hold off for a couple of minutes. We had to play the break, but here's the bad news for the Padres. Look, they've had nothing but good news.
Yeah,
that's true. Until this one. I'll let you be the... So when they shoot somebody, they'll shoot you. The messenger will be you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. What is it? Let me get the tweet so I can read
it. Yeah, read
it's
it.
It's from the Padres.
It's actually from the Padres, so there's no... It's not like a reported thing. It's actually happened.
We have placed Michael King on the 15-day IL, retro to 8/11 with left knee inflammation, and recalled the traffic cop, Randy Vasquez from AAA El Paso.
Ah, boy. Let that sink in for a moment. Yeah, Michael King was going to start... the opener of the big series tomorrow night in Los Angeles. He is not going to do that now. Goes on the injured list. Not due back until August 26th at the earliest, right? He's got 15 days. It's retroactive to the 11th. So Randy Vasquez is recalled. No announcement yet. I mean, this only happened a matter of seconds ago, but no official announcement who will start tomorrow night's game against the Dodgers. I'll be honest with you. I could live with Randy Vasquez. After all, according to the WAR statistic that we talked about earlier, Randy Vasquez is better than Michael King. All you got to do is look at the WAR statistic. That'll tell you exactly who the better pitcher is.
Chris is...
It drives me crazy.
Well,
it
Michael drives me King's crazy. Had, like, what, seven starts
this
care. Year?
I don't care. Who's better?
Randy Vasquez
okay,
is.
Okay, apparently so. You're
you know
right.
what?
Apparently
these types of injuries make me irrationally angry. I know it's necessary, probably. I know that Michael King wants to pitch. Left knee inflammation, to me,
you feel
after
like,
missing the entire season...
You feel like put some ice on it,
yes!
Let's go?
And again, I don't know the severity of it.
No, I
don't know what it's like to pitch for the first time in 3 months
right,
in a major
think,
league game.
Look, there's a certain amount of that probably going on in everybody's mind right now. Like, why can't he pitch? What's the deal? Left knee, what? Come on. You know, like, yeah, rub a little ice and get out there. But we'll see. Now, I said Vasquez, he's not... been announced as the starter.
No.
I'm just assuming.
I mean,
who else are you going to do?
Two together, it's Vasquez.
Right. I mean, who else are you going to do? You did not recall J.P. Sears. You recalled Randy Vasquez.
Yeah, or Matt Waldron or some of those other guys. So.
Here's the funny thing. you know, people are saying, well, I'm worried about Michael King tomorrow night because, you know, he really looked rusty last week against the Red Sox. And of course he did. Here's my thing, though. So take him out in the second inning. When we get our bullpen in there, we're unbeatable practically. You know, I mean, I the Padres have such a good situation right now. I mean, I wouldn't expect if Vasquez starts tomorrow night, probably not going to go more than 3-4 innings at the most. And then they'll get everybody in there and they'll be fine. So that's the plan. That is what I would assume will be the plan. As soon as we know exactly who's starting and, you know, they make an announcement, we'll let you know. But right now, King DL, IL, and you've got Vasquez coming up.
Well, so. When I learned to stop drinking, I had to do pros and cons lists.
Okay, what'd you come up with on this one?
A pro for Michael King going on the IL with knee inflammation that is not his arm or his thoracic outlet
right,
or
yes,
anything like that.
That's right, yes, it's not that. Very good.
A con is, I don't know if we can count on him going forward.
Okay.
I don't know that we can count on him.
The inflammation swelling in his knee will go down, and he will be back on the mound. The real negative here is that he's missing another start, which he's going to need to make
a few starts
before he's back to full strength. This slows his progress to return. And I know that a lot of you out there are going, here we go. You know, it's the Padre only in San Diego. This is really not a big one.
No, I mean,
Michael King, probably not going to pitch more than 3-4 innings tomorrow night anyway. Randy Vasquez, probably pretty much the same thing. And you can count on Vasquez to get through the order once, most times.
They're going to let him go twice.
Okay, and then bring the bullpen in. Get the bullpen in there as soon as possible.
I mean, he's been pretty good against the Dodgers this year. The first time he pitched against them, he went 4 2/3. He only gave up one earned run. The second game, he went 5. He gave up 3 earned runs. I mean, they lost both of those games. But he hasn't been, like, terrible against the Dodgers this year.
Randy Vasquez has been anything but terrible this year. I mean, all you need to do is look at the Padres' record when he starts. Really, really good. Well, I'm looking it up.
Oh, the Padres' record.
Yeah, not his record.
14-8.
Yeah, when he starts, they win most of the time. As a matter of fact, it was about 3 weeks ago. He had a better record, or the Padres had a better record than he started than they did when Nick Pivetta started.
Yeah,
which made no sense.
That makes no sense. You're right.
It's exactly why Randy Vasquez's WAR is so high. Right, Scribe?
Yeah, I love. You know what? We're getting a good WAR guy starting for Michael King tomorrow, so I'm happy with this decision.
Randy Vasquez has a 2.0.
And we're already assuming that he's starting.
Yes, right. I know. We're making the decision for them. Randy Vasquez has a 2.0 WAR. Michael King, 1.4. So there you go. We're in excellent hands tomorrow night.
That means the Padres win 2 more games with Randy Vasquez
than they
on
would
the mound.
With his replacement. Yeah. Yes, I understand.
His replacement was Michael King.
I understand the theory behind the WAR. I just hate the WAR. By the way, the last time Randy Vasquez was a winning pitcher, May 14th.
It's been a little while. 1932?
It's been a little while, but
he doesn't pitch enough.
No, they take him out in the fourth inning.
Here's his last 4 starts for the Padres. 4 1/3, 4 1/3, 4 2/3, 4 innings even.
Yeah, but look at the number of pitches. 86, 68, 67, 71. It's not like he's worn out.
That's a good point.
They just can't wait to get him out.
That's a good point. Kenny says, "What with the off day, why not bump up the rotation? Cease, Darvish, Cortez, use Vasquez versus Giants.
Maybe they'll do it, Kenny, but I doubt it. They don't want to mess with everybody at the expense of one game.
Yeah, and,
that,
and
that's
if you could
normally
put a guy,
not the way that you do it.
If you could put a guy like Randy Vasquez, who you do have some confidence
you want to
do that.
You trust him. I think they'll go with Vasquez tomorrow, but as soon as we know officially, we will let you in on it. Sorry about being the bearers of bad news, but Michael King is back to the IL.
The beef says King is done. Great.
It's over? Yeah, it's over.
I do really get unusually angry about this stuff. Like, it doesn't make any sense for me to feel the way I do, but I was so excited to get Michael King back. I hate seeing guys go right back on the IL again. I know that Michael King wants to pitch.
As I told you, Scraby, the big thing here is that he's missing a couple of chances to start his recovery, basically. This delays his recovery. That's all it does.
It does.
And after that, you know, we'll see. All right, so, yeah, the news has been nothing but good for 3 weeks. There's some bad.
Jessica says, I feel like this was timed perfectly just so Chris could announce it and use his war statistic.
Thank you, Jessica. You're absolutely right. I my eyes brightened up when I saw this news come in. While we're at the bad news, let's slip a little more in there.
Uh-oh.
The Luis Arraez trade is not looking as dominant all of a sudden.
He won a batting title last year.
Yeah, I know, but... one of the guys he was traded for, Jacob Marcy, has, I don't know if anybody's noticed this unless you're like a hardcore fantasy player, Marcy has gone crazy.
Yes.
For the Marlins.
Yeah.
Since he's come up, he's only been up for about 2 weeks. Last night he had two home runs. He tied the Marlin record with seven RBIs. Here's Jacob Marcy's stats right now. Since August 1st, that's 2 weeks. He's hitting .436, 17 hits. He's got 13 RBIs already, three homers, and six stolen bases. He's .542. Yikes. Can we have him back?
But is he in the playoffs right now? Answer's no.
And he won't be. The other guy that hit a home run last night in that game for the Marlins, by the way, Graham Pauly.
Well, oh, wow.
Guys are coming out of the woodwork all of a sudden now.
He finally was able to not hit it off of his face.
All right. You're just such a nice guy. You're so wonderful to these poor guys that are out there playing their hearts out for you.
No, I try really hard to be fair to them, but that was hilarious, and he doesn't play for this team anymore.
Couple of other baseball news, and we'll get to the Daily Gambit in the next segment. The Nationals today got rid of their first baseman, Nathaniel Lowe. DFA'd, hitting .216.
Wow, okay.
Dylan Cruz is called back up. He'd been on the aisle for a while. That's not a pennant-contending move, necessarily. The Cubs lost it. I saw this injury. It was really tough to watch. Catcher Miguel Amaya.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy last night.
And he's their starting catcher. Yeah. Don't make no mistake. Now, he's been on the injured list for a long time. Comes back last night, tries to beat out an infield single, and lands and twists his knee up badly.
It was actually his ankle, I hear.
Oh, was it the ankle?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, sprained left ankle.
It was weird because I was doing the show, and the game was on TV, and I look up, and he's like flopping on the ground.
Yeah, Miguel Amaya is not going to be a gymnast anytime soon. he went down like a ton of bricks, but he goes to the injured list, so the Cubs will miss him again. They've been missing him for a while. The other name that's worth mentioning, Paul Goldschmidt, of the struggling, free-falling Yankees, has a knee sprain, and his trip to the injured list is likely, although not 100% official yet. All right? So there's a few little... other teams are getting some bad news as well.
Oh,
The Padres.
The Cubs debuted a former Padre today, so they're...
Owen Cassie, who was a trade...
Is it Cassie?
I think so.
Oh,
I think,
man. So. I've been Looks calling like him Cassie. Cassie.
Looks like Cassie. I think it's Cassie...
number one prospect for the Cubs, former Padre, was traded for Yu Darvish.
Yu Darvish trade.
So this just tells you that AJ has his hand in on all the talent, Chris.
Well, the bottom line is it's Casey.
Oh, I was right.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
KC.
All right. Cassie,
I took a shot. Owen Casey is up for the Cubs. He went 0 for 4 in his debut today, but he is up. The guy traded for Darvish. So I'm glad to see some teams are getting something out of everything they're giving us. You know.
Yeah.
Got to give them a little something back.
Yeah, yeah. Why not?
All right. We'll do a Daily Gambit when we return some traffic.
No, we got Kirk Kenny.
Oh, Kirk's next?
Yes.
Daily Gambit sometime later in the show.
Yes.
Stick around. We'll get a little traffic to you here in a moment as well.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I just tuned in. Padres coming in with some bad news today. Just about 20 minutes ago, Michael King, star, probably the number one pitcher, really, ace if he was healthy. Not healthy again. Inflammation in the left knee. And so King goes to the injured list one day ahead of his scheduled start. Tomorrow night against, the Dodgers. Kind of a game that is important. Randy Vasquez has been called up. Randy has not yet been announced as the replacement starter, but Scraby and I are surmising that he will be.
Yes, I mean, they're not going to use him out of the bullpen, I don't think.
The only other thing would be is if they just somebody texted and said, why don't they move everybody up a day since there's an off day? They could, but they don't like to mess with everybody's routine like that.
I you know what? We brought up the conversation of Pivetta yesterday maybe being moved, and you just said that they won't do that because of the routine. But if they knew this yesterday, I think they should have considered
moving Pivetta back.
Yeah, moving him back and having him face the Dodgers in this series against them at Dodger Stadium.
I know what you're saying,
but when did they know this? Is my question.
We don't know. Number one, number two. I'm telling you, even though it sounds all good in theory, it's not good. You don't want to give Pivetta, who's the guy you've really been counting on, two extra days off. It's just not right. It's just not what works. So that's why they don't do it. And that's why they didn't do it. And I think, if you're thinking along those lines, that Pivetta should have not pitched against the Giants because that was a gimme. There's no such thing as a gimme. They could have not started Pivetta and lost yesterday.
You're right. There's no such thing as a gimme.
All right. We'll get back to Padres. I don't know if we'll even get a Daily Gambit in, but we'll effort to try and find a space for it. Right now, though, going to talk some Aztec football. 2 weeks from today, tonight, 2 weeks from tonight, Aztecs open things up. Second season under head coach Sean Lewis, Kirk Kenny. The man breaking stories all over the Montezuma Mesa. joins us here. Hello, buddy. How are you?
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
Well, you know, we're just...
Dreaming about Chick-fil-A.
We're hungry.
Aren't we all?
Did you go today already?
Yeah, I had a great lunch. I had a chicken sandwich with two pickles and a cup of soup.
A cup of soup?
Cup of soup.
What kind of soup do they have?
Chick-fil-A was going soup on us now.
Shockingly, it's chicken soup.
I guess the surprise would have been if it was, you know, vegetarian.
Yeah, or like tomato
like
soup or something.
Kirk Kenny is, if you've not been with us when Kirk's been on before, he has gone to Chick-fil-A so many days in a row that they've
He's
actually
be
got
a
plaque up there for him. What? How many days are you up to, Kirk? I've lost count.
Today was 1447.
1,447 days. And yes, he doesn't go on Sunday because they're not open, but history continues. All right, Kirk, big news this week. San Diego State announcing its new starting quarterback. And I you know, wrote a lot about it, you know, prior to the naming of the new signal caller, Jaden Denegal. But you said it was going to be a great competition. Wide open, a lot of good guys, you know, in the running. So what set Denegal apart in the mind of Sean Lewis?
I think just the way he commanded the field when he was on the field, just his leadership. And, you know, you guys know, you've been around things. Certain quarterbacks just have a commanding presence. And
yeah.
I think it was between he and another junior transfer, Bert Emanuel Jr., it was a good competition. But they judged that Denegal was just a little bit superior.
Denegal has a, I don't know if he actually has one, but he should have, an NCAA football national championship ring.
Yeah.
Oh, he was the backup to J.J. McCarthy in Michigan 2 years ago when they won it all.
That is so interesting.
Right.
I think that is very interesting that someone of that stature, I guess, winning a national championship, being a backup for J.J. McCarthy, now it's good that he's choosing the Aztecs. But here's my question for you, Kirk. Is going into this year going to be better for the Aztecs because they don't have as much hype? It's a second year with a new coach. Last year, we were all trying to see what the new coach could do. Is there a chance that we are surprised at how good this team is this year?
I think there's definitely that chance that coming off a 3-9 season, you know, expectations are lower. And I think that creates an opportunity to surprise. I think Vegas had them at over under 4.5 wins, which I would think success would be a 6-win season and going to a bowl game, and anything above that would obviously be welcomed. But they're returning virtually everyone on defense. And then the offense, a lot of new faces, but Denegal, I think, is definitely going to be a nice upgraded quarterback. He's just, well, one, he's 6'5", 235. Like you said, he's been at Michigan, so he's been around the block. I think he just has a presence, strong arm. And then some of the cast of characters around him, the good running back room with three local kids led by Lucky Sutton from Cathedral, and right receiver core that's a lot of new faces, but Jordan Napier is the big name of that returning. He had a breakout year as a freshman.
Yeah.
And then offensive line has more depth and basically is healthy, so there's promise there as well.
There's also, I mean, you know, people are really, you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, Kirk. I really think the Aztec fan in general, not all of them, a lot of them are, you know, going to support and they love this, you know, they're the red and black no matter what. I think a lot of people have been a little too negative, and that's coming from me, Mr. Negative, right? But I think, you know, I think they've been a little too negative. It was the first year of a new coach, a new regime, a totally new way of playing football, totally different from what they had been before when they were a running team and, you know, pound, ground and pound. They tried to open everything up. They also tried to do it with a straight-up freshman quarterback who had to have some growing pains. I just think the fact they're in year two has got to make them better, you know, just on the surface.
Yeah, I would agree. When Brady Hoke was relieved after the 2023 season, they went 4-8. So, and also there's just so much change. You know, you bring in a whole new staff, a new system. Half the team changes over now, I think, every year because of the portal.
Right.
And, you know, so there's a lot of moving parts last year, which this year I think a lot of that's more quiet because a lot of players know the system, know what they're getting into. I think they've made some good additions through the portal. And I just think there are things to be optimistic about. Not to say that they're going to go undefeated, but I think there should be improvement, and I think they will be more fun to watch.
And there are fans out there that if they, you know, go 10-2, are going to go, come on.
Well,
it's funny because the scrimmage is tonight, right? I went back and reviewed what I wrote on last year's scrimmage, and right after the scrimmage, some fan emailed me, and he's like, I'm done. I'm like, oh, well, at least you gave him a whole scrimmage.
Yeah, we had someone give up on the team earlier today. So
sure.
On the Padres, that is.
Right.
And then Jaden Dennegal is going to have two national championship rings after this year, Chris.
There you go. There you go. Now you're thinking, Scrooge.
Kirk, when you came in here over the summer, I can't remember exactly when it was a part of the season, but the baseball season, but we were talking about the Aztecs. We were talking about season tickets. We were talking about trying to get more people into the stadium. Have you heard anything about, you know, different ideas that they may try to get some more people into the stadium?
I think they're going to do it with mirrors.
And smoke?
Well, Kirk's, yeah, mirrors Kirk's will make it look like down twice as many people.
Oh, I thought when you said mirrors, I thought you were going to say you're going to go down and perform magic.
Oh,
little
no.
Smoke and mirrors.
No. Yes.
I haven't heard a lot of promotional things coming. I've been disappointed that I think a lot of the marketing I've seen is just things they've done before. And so I think there's – I'm interested to see how much they can kind of make things new again. I've been critical of their marketing and critical of their ticket prices. I think that's the biggest thing. My feeling is you need to get people in there to create an atmosphere, and at the prices they charge, you cannot do that. And I think until they recognize that, or at least acknowledge it and do something to get more people welcomed in there, it's going to be a struggle.
You've been consistent.
And winning will help. But
right,
I
for
still
sure.
think the ticket prices.
Yeah, no,
are,
you've been consistent with that message, Kirk. You really have. And, you know, to this point, honestly, nothing has happened to change, you know, that feeling. I will say that I did like the note that, again, and I think it's the Cal game. They're going to honor the team from 10 years ago that mm-hmm. went 11-3. That was an unbelievable season after they had. I remember they got blown out at Penn State in the fourth game and went to 1-3. I think some guy named Saquon Barkley ran over them. And I remember that week I did the coach's show with Rocky Long, and he said, I'm telling you, we found something in the Penn State game. I really think this team is going to, you know, hit the ground. He really did say that. And I was like, okay, Rocky, whatever. You know, because they didn't look like they'd ever win another game. And then they never lost another game. They won 10 in a row and took the conference, took the bowl game. That was a great season. Donnell Pumphrey, et cetera. So they're going to honor those guys.
To me, that was a great example of where you don't judge things a third of the way into the season. Let it play out.
Yeah.
And there were people calling for Rocky to be fired when they started 1-3. It's like, I think they were pretty quiet by the time they were 11-3.
Yeah, they were. And they blew everyone out, too. They went undefeated in the conference, beat Boise State. They won by like an average of 25, 30 points. That was a great team. Hopefully we can get back to that. And I'm going to just say, right, I just, you know, from talking to you and being around these guys and Sean Lewis, I just think your number two is going to be a lot better. And I hope people will give mm-hmm. him a shot at it. And we'll see about Jaden Dennegal, the new starting quarterback. Kirk, thanks for updating us, man. Take care. We'll see you soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Talk
yes,
to you
sir.
Later.
There he goes, Kirk Kenny on the Aztec update there. Jaden Dennegal, yeah. Backed up J.J. McCarthy. I mean, you know, pretty high up there, so we'll see where he goes, you know, in his
You don't play at Michigan or get a spot on the team unless you're pretty good.
Probably didn't get recruited, you know, at Michigan because he was not very good.
Yeah.
So you're thinking he's going to be, you know, let's see what he can do. All right. Take a timeout when we return. What's happening?
Well, we could talk a little bit more about the Michael King situation, just to update everybody. But we have 30 Mile Zone, and it's just going to be
a potpourri of excitement.
The potpourri of Taylor Swift's appearance on Travis Kelce's podcast.
Gracious,
I got to tell you, TMZ Sports, when I went there this morning, They have about seven posts in a row from that podcast.
Oh, that's the biggest deal. This is the biggest news in the history of the world.
I don't understand it.
Taylor Swift is, you know what the old saying, it's her world, we're living in it?
It's true.
It's true with her.
It's pretty crazy. I don't have a problem with this. If you want to go watch the podcast, go watch the podcast. But the amount of national news generated from this one podcast is insane.
All right, we'll get into some of that. And also, anything new on Michael King, we'll let you know. If you're just tuned in, he's gone on the injured list. He will not start the game tomorrow night in L.A. Who will? Hopefully, we'll find out before too long as Gwen and Chris resumes. I don't know about you, but one of my favorite words in the English language, potpourri.
And it's spelled weird.
Potpourri.
Yes.
And I don't mean potpourri. You know, there's two definitions for potpourri, Scrib.
All I know is that potpourri is supposed to be scented.
That's one of the definitions. It's a stuff you put like in a pot.
Yeah.
You put some hot water under there and then it filters through. And
yes.
It smells usually not all that great. Like overrated people like, oh, smell the potpourri. I'm like, yeah, I can smell it. It ain't great. The other part of potpourri is just that it's a bunch of different stuff we can talk about in all in one segment. And we're going to do that here at 3:37. Gwen and Chris Crisello, Mr. Scraby, alongside Tony is idle today. We will probably talk some football here at some point. When we do talk football on The Fan, it's presented by Paramount Plus. And you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. It's all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. That will get you started. A little traffic will get us started in this segment.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30 Mile Zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
And before we get into it, if you're just getting in the car, Michael King has been placed on the IL. We will talk about that a little in a little bit. We're just going to take a small break from Mike King because we have no new news, but we will update you on everything shortly.
Yes, just in case you just tuned in, and it's nothing terribly major other than the fact that he's got a swelling on the left knee, apparently. 15-day injured list. So, you know, the first upshot of that is that he will not make a start tomorrow night against the Dodgers. And we'll talk more, as you said. But we got 30 Mile Zone. We got kind of potpourri. We got Taylor Swift's news.
No, we're not going into that.
You're not going to do that, huh?
I mean, it was the most watched podcast ever.
The biggest thing in going, Scrape. Come on.
Can you tell me what, Chris, can you tell me why Taylor Swift has the control over the entire world?
I can't. That's a very, you know what? I would be willing to almost give it to her, and maybe somebody is going to get upset. But I'd be willing to give it to her if her music was just so much better than everybody else's.
I mean, I do like her music. It's
okay,
catchy.
But is it, well, I'm asking, is it so much better than everybody else's that she deserves the accolades
See,
that
she
gets?
See, that's the thing. I'm not a music person, so I can't really answer that, but I don't think that it's like Beethoven. You know, we're going to be talking about her in 400 years.
Well, somebody explain it. Somebody send us on the chat. Why is Taylor Swift so popular? Like, not just popular, but just beyond popular.
She's the Beatles of this day and age.
She's the Beatles. And that's really saying something, because when the Beatles were the Beatles, pretty much the only game in town. You know, they came over here from Liverpool. They, you know, went on the Ed Sullivan Show. Everybody watched it. And then it was all about the Beatles. Taylor Swift is competing in a world where there's a lot of other things
going
on.
Yeah, there's so many different things. You got Spotify. You got all this different stuff.
So what is it? Somebody explain it, because I don't know it either. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't.
Don't know.
Someone says she's palatable to several different demographics.
Okay. Palatable, though, doesn't seem to be enough to place you. Anyway. On a level
that
high.
Said, excuse me, One Direction were the Beatles of our generation. Please get it right. I thought that was funny. Anyway, Chris, I would like to take you over to our stream real quick.
There
was an interview, or at least a media press conference with the Atlanta Falcons and their starting quarterback, Michael Penix.
Oh, God.
Junior.
Should we do,
I'm not going to say the word.
No, don't say it. But before you put this up, please tell parents who might have young children watching the stream with them.
Oh, I don't think this is that big of a deal.
Okay.
I don't think this is that big of a deal.
Understand. Take a quick look at it before you let your kids see. Make sure it's okay with you.
I have been waiting for this to happen.
It happened.
It happened. I just put up the picture on the screen.
Yeah.
And they.
And that was a real, like,
WTOC
television station that put his name up and spelled it that way. For those that are wondering,
Michael Male Body Part Jr.
Yeah, if you're wondering, the Falcons used to have another quarterback named, a left-hander named Michael. His last name was Vic. If you changed a letter, you got something else. Same with Michael Penix. If you change a letter, you get something else.
Yes.
And they changed the letter, and that's got to be one of the most embarrassing things any TV station has ever done.
It's really
Come
funny.
On.
It's kind of funny.
How did somebody no one saw that?
Yeah.
It almost makes me feel like they did it on purpose.
Kind of. Like, it's weird. It's really strange.
And if you're driving around, I'm sure you can figure out what word they put instead of Penix. But if you want to see the video, it's everywhere, and you'll get your laugh.
Here's about why Taylor is so good, Chris.
Okay.
Nate says, I have Swifties in my house. Her music is good, emotional, and she is non-controversial.
Okay, I like to hear that. That's a good explanation. And I can use a little non-controversial in this world. We have enough controversy.
Yes, her music is all about breakups.
Parents, I will say from what I've heard, parents love the fact that their kids love her. So that kind of, you know, doubles it up. She appeals to the younger crowd, but the parents are happy to have her appealing to their kids.
Yes, that is.
I don't know if I explained that.
No.
Well,
I get what you're saying. It's good to have someone to look up to that you
appreciate.
Instead
of your kid being a big, you know, for lack of a better example, but if you're a big Kanye West fan, that's your business. But I'm also going to tell you, probably not too many parents are thrilled to hear that.
The commenter on the chat said non-controversial, but now we're getting some pushback on the controversy.
Oh, no.
She is kind of controversial.
Oh, now she's controversial.
I mean, there are things that she, you know, has put out there, but it's I don't think she's been controversial to the point where it's like going to split the country. Anyway,
okay.
Next story. Emma Raducanu.
Emma Raducanu, one of my favorite tennis players.
Yes.
Won the U.S. Open. At a very young age.
Okay.
At the age of 20, and in 2021, I think she was 18 or 19 years old when she won it.
Okay.
She has not been the same since. She's been battling a lot of injuries the last 4 or 5 years.
And
she's kind of top 30 now, but she's not tip-top.
She was playing world number one Aryna Sabalenka the other day in Cincinnati.
Okay.
And it has caused a controversy over what is allowed at a sports stadium because she was very upset.
Wait a minute. Was she upset at a noise? Was the lady from the San Francisco Giant Padre game up there screaming?
She was very upset because there was a baby crying in the stands. And so she went over to the chair umpire and she said, it's been like 10 minutes. The umpire's response is what caused controversy, which I don't really see the controversy.
I applaud the chair umpire
for this
one. The
chair umpire said, quote, it's a child. Do you want me to send that child out of the stadium, end quote? She shrugged and she just, moved along. But she made kind of a big deal about this. So now the conversation is, should babies be at sporting events? And I don't have a baby, but I've seen babies at sporting events. And for the most part, like, I know if I had a baby with me and they were crying, I would go somewhere else. I wouldn't be in the playing area with a crying baby.
I think it's
disturbing
everyone. I think that's really poor parenting. I will say that. I mean, parents bring their screaming kids to a movie. It happens. And if the kid starts crying, you better get out of that theater, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you can't blame the baby.
When I
it's
was
the
little.
Parents for bringing them. Parents who bring their babies to a nice restaurant or any restaurant, and we all have to hear your baby crying. It's a little similar to the controversy we talked about the other day, Scrape. You got to know. You got to read the room. You got to be respectful to the other people.
Yeah, I agree with that. As a kid, my parents used to take, because I'm the oldest and I have a brother and a sister, and they would take them out of a restaurant or go into the hallway of somewhere. And I've seen people do this, but I mean, you got to be a little bit tougher than this. You got to be a little bit tougher, Chris, than complaining about a baby crying.
You're a
professional athlete.
I know, but, you know, I'm not defending Emma because you're right. They should be able to play through, some noise. But you also know that any professional golfer is stopping everything they do if somebody even sneezes in the crowd.
I get it. I get it. I think, is tennis a sport where you're asked to be quiet during that?
You hear the chair umpire oftentimes. Quiet, please.
Okay, you're right. I do.
So, you know, they want
someone,
them quiet.
Someone else was defending her, saying, why is a child at a tennis match in 91-degree weather and 50% humidity to begin with? I mean, in general, it makes no sense. Because it's a sport, you have to be quiet during points, but especially in this heat. I am not going to defend her at all. She's got to be tougher.
You're not going to defend Emma?
Emma.
Okay.
You
got to
be a little bit tougher.
Fair enough.
Damar Hamlin. He was the football player who died on the field 3 years ago now at this point.
It was January
2023. So 2 years ago, almost 3 years.
Okay.
And he got a big tattoo on his back kind of honoring, not honoring is a weird word, remembering the incident. So it's like it has him, when he woke up, his first question apparently was, did we win the game? And so he has that tattooed on him. He also has pray for DeMar. He's got a lot of things from that night on his back, and it's a full back tattoo. So
if you want to see a lot more with DeMar, watch the Hard Knocks from this week. He's really quite a remarkable guy, I think, based on the way he was presented in Hard Knocks the other night. Very, very thankful for everything that he still has, and thankful to the people who gave him that opportunity to continue living.
Yeah, I mean,
he certainly hasn't forgotten about what happened with him. And, you know, people may not know, but he's starting and playing, and he's a guy now.
Yes,
in the NFL, he's a regular guy for them.
Remember when people were like, "He should never play again."
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's another one, and I will take any chance I can get to tell people: do not fight at sporting events. Last night, there was a fight between a Dodger and an Angel fan, and who do you think was the aggressor in this whole thing, Chris?
Oh, the way you're setting it up, I'm going to say the Dodger fan.
Dodger fan was kicked the guy in the head. Kicked him in the head, and he did it on video. So this person is going to be in trouble. It appears the fight started over a stealing of the hat. They're not really saying who stole what, but one was booked on misdemeanor assault, while the other, who they say was the primary attacker. Here's where I'm happy with the police here, Chris.
Okay.
They have hit this person, the guy who kicked him in the head, with a felony assault charge, which I think these penalties need to be stricter and stricter and stricter, because going to games these days, you can get caught up in one of these fights. You can, you know, be an innocent bystander, get punched in the face.
If you're starting the fight, look, in a perfect world, we would round up everybody and we'd toss them all in. And I understand, I don't want to even go political, so I'm not heading in that direction. I'm just honestly saying something here that you hear a lot. We don't have room for every criminal, right? You hear this, right? Okay, so I'm not trying to be political here, so please don't take me that way. But I also agree that I would love to start really cracking down. You know, you want to get me going on, you know, Myles Garrett, the fact that he's out practicing and not behind bars with 8 speeding tickets is insane to me. I don't care who he is or how much money he can pay off, you know, and these kinds of
people. It was a $250 ticket, which is also insane to me. You're driving 100 miles an hour and it's a
That's
ticket
it?
For $250?
Goodness gracious. You know, but people who start a fight and kick people in the head at a baseball game, and if you got the video, can we lock up the key for a while?
Yes.
Let's.
You should not be able to get away with kicking someone in the head, no matter who started it.
Let me say this. The guys at Yankee Stadium, was it last year? I think it was. The guys at Yankee Stadium last year who caught the foul ball and pulled Mookie Betts into the stands.
Oh, yeah, it was in the World Series.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, well, they were told they can't have tickets ever again, right?
Yes, and they're very upset and apologetic.
Okay, well, if you start a fight at a baseball game and it's on video and we see you start it, how about revoking their tickets for life, too?
I don't
disagree. Is what the guys did down the right field line worse?
I don't.
Starting a fight and kicking somebody in the head or whatever.
No, we've
seen so many of these fights on the videos. It's really it's frightening, actually.
I think they're equally bad because, one, you're grabbing a player and you are potentially going to hurt that player if, say, Mookie Betts like fell or something and his arm was up there. But this is so dangerous because the guy gets clocked in the face and he falls backwards and then the guy kicks him. It's just like it drives me insane, these fights. And it makes me never want to take my nieces or nephew
to a game. There are people who feel that way.
Because I do not want them to see that whatsoever.
Just end it with these people. You catch them.
End
it in terms of saying you're not coming into a stadium anymore. One time. You don't even need a second chance on that. Start a fight. Do something like that. That's it.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spirocuisine.com. I also find, this is kind of a side note, Chris, I also find the aftermath of the passing of Hulk Hogan to be very sad because, like, his family is broken. And it was broken before he passed away. But you see a lot of articles all about the family. Just leave them alone, please. Leave them alone.
I would agree with you, but from what I saw on my one of my favorite shows, TMZ, Brooke Hogan, his daughter, wanted to come on and do a whole 15-20 minute expose interview about everything she wanted to get off her chest.
Okay.
So it's not like the Hogan clan is backing away from the coverage.
No, they're not backing away from the coverage at all.
That's another part of it.
Yeah, it's very sad that everything...
Taylor Swift, though, did reveal...
Oh, gosh.
Well, she revealed her album cover and the whole thing, Life of a Showgirl. Everybody knows that's the new one. She also said on the podcast yesterday, quote, "I knew nothing about football before dating Travis."
Oh, this is just the cutest story of all time, Chris. Two very rich people getting together.
Why does this bother you? Rich people deserve to be happy and date and, you know, go out.
They do, and they seem happy together. They really do. They look like they actually care about each other, which is refreshing.
And that beats out a whole lot of other relationships
it
we
does.
Read about.
It does.
Does it not?
I just do not care about any of this. And she did make a funny joke. She was like, "I came on the podcast because NFL fans need to see more of me," and which is kind of
funny. That is cute. Yeah. Good job, cute. Taylor. Good job. She's starting to win me over.
Oh.
She has a long way to go. And the first time they show her at the football Chief game this fall, all
Chris versus the fans. 833-288-0973.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89¢ with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89¢. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89¢. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.